A Seattle municipal court judge will decide if more than 500 marijuana convictions will be vacated after a request from City Attorney Pete Holmes. The convictions occurred prior to 2010 when city prosecutors stopped pursuing cases for minor possession. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports the city's action could have a ripple effect.
In a motion filed Friday, Pete Holmes argues, among other things, that African Americans are nearly four times more likely to be arrested for possession than Caucasians. That disproportionality is well established, Holmes argues, and now that marijuana is legal in Washington, dismissing the cases is in the best interest of equity and justice. Roger Rothman has studied marijuana for decades. He is professor emeritus at the University of Washington School of Social Work. He says city attorneys and state attorneys general throughout the country are watching what happens next.
As we continue to see laws legalizing adult possession and use of marijuana around the country, as we see those laws being adopted, I suspect that Pete's leadership in trying to rectify what has been done in the past will have a big influence. I think other cities will follow suit.
The motion to vacate makes good on a promise Pete Holmes made alongside Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin back in February. Durkin called it a way to right the wrongs of what she calls the failed war on drugs. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.